And we are ready again.
Thank you, Ms. Walston. We are recording. Yep, looks like we are. All right, welcome back, everyone. We are back on the record on this AT&T cell tower. I think at this point we were turning to Ms. Goss and Mr. Dye to see if they had anything further that they wanted to address this morning.
Yeah, I think the one thing I would like to address is per 17.530.030 section G.
Can you say that a little bit more slowly?
Sorry, 17.530.030 section G, section 2, there is a requirement that within 14 calendar days, a notice is posted on the property. So I appreciate things may have been mailed. We did not receive them. You know, I am a legal person by training, so I definitely am very, I do not review my mail, we'll put it that way. But regardless of that, per your own code, there should have been posted notice on the property. And if that was done, that would have been back in October and we would have adequate time to discuss this further. I will pass it on to Will to further.
Okay, right. And so per that, Jeff, you had mentioned that we had taken some photos of the visual impact test that we were notified of, but apparently, and within that though, with the pictures that you simulated and put the tower up, they are very well chosen to have a location where you're standing behind a tree. And it turns out that one tree is a single tree on my property. And if you go across the lane onto the neighboring property, which had been logged, I believe about 15 years ago, the trees over there are maybe only about 20 feet tall in most places. So what you're saying with your visual impact that the average tree height is around 100 feet is inaccurate. The other thing you're saying about the proposed site location that you'll be clearing a 60 by 60 patch, that those trees in there are a little bit taller, but that is what would give the tower cover, and you're going to be removing those trees, which would then remove the cover. And then also to follow that, that your landscaping plan is then going to bring in 8 to 12 foot trees that are going to take 50 years to grow, which means that tower will be exposed for more than 50 years, because let's be honest, these trees don't grow that fast. They take a long time to grow. And also, can we just be honest for the record here, 50 years, guys, I'll be lucky to be alive in 50 years. So, you know, we got to keep things in perspective here. So from the county's perspective, you're looking at it like you checked your boxes, but from the most impacted property next to this tower, we don't believe you have. And we believe that you need to re-review the visual impact on this and come up with some better graphic images. Otherwise, I'm going to go find my own graphic artist and they will take the pictures of the visual impact and we'll come back to you and we'll show you that that tower is going to be a big eyesore on my property and almost guaranteed it will reduce my property values. And the county is then responsible for that. So are you guys going to make me whole on the back end? I don't think so. So let's go ahead and figure this out now while we still have a chance. And if you had posted on time, we would have had the ability to get all of this information to you when it was necessary, so you could review it and have a very appropriate response, and we could have had a much more friendly dialogue in dealing with this and also with the applicant. And we do feel that you're railroading us and shoving this down our throats a bit, even though you have missed some very glaring things. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dye. So there's a few questions I have for the applicant, but I for the applicant to address kind of while their record remains open, and they primarily address the visual impact issue that has come up. And I did have a question about is it possible to adjust the location on the property so it has less visual impact on the neighbors, including the appellant, Mr. Dye, and Ms. Goss. There was a question was raised about the trees that are being cleared, if that could also be addressed by the applicant. And then also the tree height that's going in. I think the comment that about being alive in 50 years, I think we'll all be lucky if we're still here. So if that some attention could be paid to kind of the tree height and when those will be planted, that would be helpful for me. So in terms of on the notice front, I know that there, I think there are 10 properties that are in that with the 1200 perimeter, and they may not be able to, sounds like maybe perhaps they cannot see the property from there. But if you can provide note that the hearing is being continued so that they're aware on that, sounds like Mr. Smith, that hadn't gone out. That would be a good idea. And I am going, as noted earlier, I'm going to continue the hearing to April 22nd. That's our regular hearing time at 9 a.m. And so what that means is that Ms. Goss, Mr. Dye, if you have after, because you'll have a little bit more time to review the materials that have been submitted, if you have anything else that you want to present, you'll have the opportunity at that time. And you can also submit material in writing before then. But if there are any verbal comment that you wanted to provide, then you may do so. And of course, anyone else may do so. And if any other citizens have comment, they can submit comment to Ms. Woolston, and she will forward that on to me. And then, of course, if anybody else wanted to comment on the proposal, they would then be able to do so on the 22nd. And then I have a requirement. Normally, it's within 10 business days after issue a decision. And here, it sounds like the shot clock closes on the 30th. I think, Ms. Allen, is that correct? There was an agreement that it extends to the 30th, the deadline. So I'll probably need to issue.
That's correct.
Yeah. So I'll need to issue a decision the following week, I'll send it over, would need to get it to Ms. Walston by the 29th. But I think if we continue the hearing that way, that'll help address the notice issues and also give the party some additional time to consider the material that's come in and also think about primarily, and I emphasize this for the applicant, kind of the visual applicant or the visual impacts. And I would encourage, I mean, to the extent the parties can work together on kind of resolving issues, I really strongly encourage that, because to the extent parties can resolve issues amongst themselves, and not everything's going to necessarily be agreed upon, but I do think better solutions can be arrived at when parties are able to discuss things and have an opportunity to converse with each other. So I would encourage the appellants and the applicant, to the extent that's possible, to come coordinate on options for addressing the visual impacts on that. That would be appreciated if that could be possible. And I know that can be tough sometimes, but I think those are all my questions. Do any of the parties have any procedural questions for me?
So just to clarify for DCD, the main issue is getting the notice out, but then there weren't any additional questions for DCD staff. Is that correct?
The aesthetic impacts that I had, I leave it to DCD's discretion on how to address that. I mean, really the question was directed to the applicant, but to the extent DCD has thoughts or, further input on that, the visual impact questions I had, feel free to submit any additional information on that. So like I said, the question was addressed more towards the applicant, but DCD may have further input on that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I have a question. Just so that I'm clear, the issues you would like the applicant to address are whether the location can be moved on the property to avoid the visual impacts.
There may be some room to maneuver there, and I don't know to the extent to which you can think, the tower could be moved to address the visual impacts that have been raised today. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Typically that's difficult on a property that's so constrained by critical areas, but we'll definitely explore that. You also wanted to know about any trees that would be cleared to construct the facility. Is that right?
Yeah, because there was some comment, I think, by Mr. Dye about a tree clearing. I just wanted to get some clarification on what's going on there. And if that's true, is there a way to minimize that? I mean, is there some screening that, that should be left? It would make more sense to leave in place. And I don't know the answer to that, so I leave that to be helpful to have some more information on that.
Okay. And then also tree height when planted, some further information on that. That's always challenging, because huge trees being transplanted typically tend to fail.
Yeah, I mean, there are limits to how high you can go, but if definitely a 50-year growth period, that's a tough one. That is a long frame of time. on that. And, you know, on your question on the critical, you know, the constraints with regard to critical areas, you know, sometimes there's some flexibility on that vis-a-vis the critical areas. And so sometimes it may make more sense to move a tower kind of one way, and maybe it is closer to critical area. But on the other hand, if you're offsetting an aesthetic, I'm just saying, I wouldn't just automatically assume that there's no flexibility there.
Okay. Well, we can certainly discuss that with Mr. Heacock.
Yeah, no, definitely discuss it with the department. And then, as I mentioned, to the extent the applicant and the appellants can have a conversation, that's always helpful.
I'm more than happy to chat. So I think we want to find a resolution. And unfortunately, we didn't get that opportunity earlier. But I do think we'd all like to avoid further headache. So it'd be great to work with you to make this less of an impact on our property.
Okay. Thank you for that. And any other questions? Anything else I need to address this morning? No.
Okay. My only question maybe was more procedural. With respect to the SEPA appeal, I know Steve is preparing responses to that more officially. Can you just kind of give me an understanding of what that timeline looks like and, you know, anything else I should know about that? I will say this is, you know, I'm a novice to this, right? So it'd be helpful just to understand what
procedural. Oh, right. So, different proceedings have a little bit more, or can be a little bit more formal with separated records and so forth. On this one, the record's pretty much been consolidated. So I think on the SEPA piece, sometimes I will close the record on the SEPA piece day of, but given the kind of the time constraints on this, I think it makes sense to just keep the record open on both the SEPA piece as well as the CUP piece as well. So I'll go ahead and submit comment on either or both. And if it's consolidated comment, and I understand I may have to separate out the comments, that's fine. Don't worry about it. So yeah. So the record, just to clarify, is being kept open on both SEPA and on the CUP.
Okay. And that is through the next public hearing, April 22nd. Is that correct?
Correct. That would be through the next public hearing on Thursday, 9 a.m., April 22. And if you submit materials before then, and Ms. Walston can forward it to me, I'll have an opportunity to look at it before the hearing. And then, of course, if you have wanted to provide, you know, testimony at the hearing, then all the parties will have the opportunity to do that. So, okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Can I ask, are you looking for simultaneous service to like applicant, appellant, county, so that everyone's getting, as comments come in, are we forwarding them to everyone?
Oh,
you want me to do that as they come in, or
it's
kind of a unique situation. So I didn't.
Yeah, I leave that to you, Ms. Walston. I'll leave that to you to sort out. It is a kind of a unique situation. I guess the default would be to kind of forward it to everybody. And certainly, by the way, any of the parties, applicant, appellant, DCD, you all can always check in with Ms. Walston to see what's been submitted and make sure that you have everything in case there's additional material that you wanted to take a look at. So. But I suppose simultaneously forwarding things on probably makes the most sense, but kind of defer to you on that, Ms. Walston. So.
All right.
Anything else, Ms. Walston? Do I need to address anything else this morning? Or is that?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your participation on this. I know there was a fair amount of kind of material to get juggled on a short time frame, but hopefully we'll have a little bit more time to kind of digest everything and sort out, hopefully, kind of some of these issues. But again, thank you all for your participation. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.